live from Saber Seminar, and I am here and luckily joined by, I guess, the founder of Saber Seminar. Is that fair to say? Chuck Korb. Chuck, thank you so much for giving me a couple of minutes. I don't want to take too much time. I know how crazy this event is and
a pleasure,
and everything. So.
A pleasure.
But it's a pleasure meeting you. It's been a great event this week. First place I want to start is, what is Saber Seminar? Most of my audience probably has heard of it, but, you know, for those that haven't.
Well, it's a two-day event where our main goal is to raise money for the Jimmy Fund. Every penny in ticket sales to this event goes to the Jimmy Fund. But it's Sabermetric Scouting and the Science of Baseball is the full title. And what we're trying to do is show how science is blended with advanced analysis, sabermetrics, if you will, and traditional scouting and observation to more accurately assess teams and players. We just want to show that no one branch, sabermetrics, scouting, or science really can exist on its own. They all have to really be blended together. And that's our goal, our secondary goal. Our first goal is, of course, cancer research.
So, Chuck, what are the origins of Saber Seminar? How did it get going? How did it start? We're in our fourth year now.
Okay, so fourth year. It's amazing to me that how much has changed since the first year. We sold out this year 3 months early. We got a larger space because we kind of got oversold a little bit, extra 50 seats, and those sold in 2 days. And it's such a change from when we first started, when I was selling tickets, one at a time, emails, phone calls. We're really happy with how things have grown. It started, it was based on a series of classes I helped put together at MIT for their HSSP program. I did it with Sal Baxamusa, who was one of my co-organizers, and Andy Andres was there every week. Had the same title, Sabermetric Scouting and the Science of Baseball, and some of the same goals, although at that MIT conference, we also wanted to kind of pass down our love of the game to the students. So that's where it started, and we're unbelievably pleased with the growth.
It's been incredible. So that's a good point. That's a great topic to jump off. Where's the future of Saber Seminar? Where are we going to be in a couple years? Where do you hope to take it?
Never going to grow that big. I love the informal small town. It's like you're getting together with your buddies and talking baseball. I mean, you saw, Ryan, we had Bannister and Benny hanging out here talking baseball. Tom Tippett hangs out, talks baseball. The scout stayed for a while. Luna was here for an hour yesterday. I really like it. Informal atmosphere. I want to keep it small forever. I think we may go up to a 500 seat room, but I never want to get huge. I just don't want to. I want to keep it the way it is. I also would like to keep it affordable for the common fan. We have, as you probably noticed, very, very low ticket prices. We're only $140 for the weekend.
Which is amazing.
It's so low. And still we're able to raise this year over $30,000 for the Jimmy Fund.
That's great. $30,000. Congratulations. Yep. That's great.
So, thank you.
So with that, I know that you mentioned at the beginning of the conference that you all are trying to maybe develop a charitable organization or a charitable foundation for this. Just a spot to let you talk about that a little bit.
So Dan Brooks, David Summers from BU, Alan Nathan and I formed a new company over the winter called Baseball Analysis and Sports Education, or BASE. And we were lucky. Just a few weeks ago, we received our determination letter from the IRS stating that we're a 501c3 company. So very exciting news. BASE was formed mainly kind of as an umbrella corp for Saber Seminar. We will run this seminar through BASE every year so we can keep it secure and sustainable and continue to bring you and everybody else a high-quality, we hope, baseball event. We also, with BASE, have talked about getting involved in aiding original sports research with an emphasis on baseball, but not necessarily restricted to baseball. We think we can offer academic advice and criticism and help people get their work noticed, get it in the public eye. We also, and this is one place where I'd really like to get involved because I teach, we also would like to get involved in education, specifically teaching middle and high school students science and math through baseball-focused lesson plans and units. And finally, there's been some preliminary discussion, but it's certainly not going to happen this year, about possibly putting together a similar conference, another charitable event, but based on another sport. So there's the future of BASE.
Wow, that sounds incredible, heady but amazing. So
Thank you. Where
can they find more information about BASE, and where can they find more information about Sabre Seminar?
SabreSeminar.com is the best place. They can email me at ChuckKorb, K-O-R-B, 56 at gmail.com, or at SabreSeminar at gmail.com works also. We do everything on a volunteer basis. We donate every penny of ticket sales to the Jimmy Fund, so we don't have a lot of money. We really need sponsors. And we had a volunteer who was building our website, but he got busy at work and had a personal problem. So the BASE 3 Inc. Website is not completed yet. But at some point in the next month or so, we will also have BASE3Inc.com.
And that's the place to donate if you can send your treasure and help going forward.
Yeah, the best place to donate would be to get in touch with me through Sabre Seminar at Gmail. We have a PayPal account, and I can give them a place to send checks. And also, if we could find sponsors, I could send them a copy of the 501c3 so that they can make sure it's tax deductible.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm so thankful to get to meet you this weekend and be some part of Sabre Seminar.
So. Thank you. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'm really glad.
Thank you so very much. That's Chuck Korb from Sabre Seminar, and many other places. You can find him at Sabre Seminar on Twitter, and as you heard, many other places. So.